A man in a nearby hole said, "I'll check it out." Everyone sat still as he crawled to the groaning man in the shadows. A 45 pistol shot rang out. The moaning stopped, and the Marine returned to his hole. A few hours later, as objects around me became faintly visible with the dawn, I noticed that the still form lying to my left didn't appear Japanese. It was either an enemy in Marine dungarees and leggings, or it was a Marine. I went over to find out which. Before I got to the prone body, its identity was obvious to me. "My God!" I said in horror. Several men looked at me and asked what was the matter. "It's Bill," I said. An officer and an NCO came over from the CP. "Did he get shot by one of those Japs?" asked the sergeant. I didn't answer, just looked at him with a blank stare and felt sick. I looked at the man who had crawled past me to check on the groaning man in the dark. He had shot Bill through the temple, mistakenly assuming him to be a Japanese. Bill hadn't told any of us he was leaving his foxhole. As the realization of his fatal mistake hit him, the man's face turned ashen, his jaw trembled, and he looked as though he were going to cry. Man that he was, though, he went straight over and reported to the CP. Ak-Ak sent for and questioned several men who were dug in nearby, including myself, to ascertain exactly what had happened. Ak-Ak was seated off to himself. "Eddie's sledge," he said. "Do you know what happened last night?" I told him I had a pretty good idea. "Tell me exactly what you saw." I told him, making clear I had seen two and only two Japanese, and had said so at the time. I also told him where I saw those enemy soldiers go. "Do you know who killed Bill?" the captain asked. "Yes," I said. Then he told me it had been a tragic mistake that anyone could have made under the circumstances, and never to discuss it or mention the man's name. He dismissed me. As far as the men were concerned, the villain in the tragedy was Sam. At the time of the incident, Sam was supposed to be on watch, while Bill was taking his turn at getting much-needed sleep. It was routine that at any pre-agreed time, the man on watch woke his buddy, and after reporting anything he had seen or heard, took his turn at sleep. This standard procedure in combat on the front line was based on a fundamental creed of faith and trust. You could depend on your buddy. He could depend on you. It extended beyond your foxhole, too. We felt secure, knowing that one man in each hole was on watch through the night. Sam had betrayed that basic trust, and he had committed an unforgivable breach of faith. He went to sleep on watch while on the line. As a result, his buddy died, and another man would bear the heavy burden of knowing that, accident though it was, he had pulled the trigger.